Så er der frokostpause. Er Riberhusen på bordet?
Prøv at se Peter. Han er allerede gået i Riberhus-mode. Hallo, Peter.
Du får ikke hul igennem til ham.
Han stor nyder den ostemad.
Mm.
Med Riberhus smager din pause ekstra godt. Nyd smagen. Nyd øjeblikket.
Velkommen til Aftenklubben på Nova Podcast.
Husk, at du kan høre dagens aktuelle udsendelse søndag til fredag kl. 21 på Nova.
Når det handler om talentprogrammer, så handler snakken tit om, hvem der slår igennem, hvilke sangere husker vi, og hvilke sange ryger i glemmebogen efterfølgende. Men musikprogrammer kan også booste allerede etablerede sangere og deres musik. Ved sidste års X-Factor, der optrådte den unge Tobias Flore med sangen Half a Man. Udover at det gav dommerne og publikum gåsehud, så betød det altså også, at rigtig mange andre fik øjnene op for den originale sang og artisten bag. Sangeren bag Half a Man, det er den 34-årige australske sanger og sangskriver Dean Lewis. Og nu besøger han så Danmark med en masse andre sange i bagagen, en ny single i lommen og en trumf i ærmet. Nemlig at Tobias, som auditionede med hans sang, får lov til at varme op til de her danske koncerter. Og jeg må indrømme, at jeg bliver helt varm om hjertet af den her historie. Og det varmer også mit hjerte, at jeg faktisk har besøg af The Australian Man himself, nemlig Mr. Dean Lewis. Welcome to the program.
Tak, great to see you.
And Dean, it's a pleasure you visiting the program here. And just so you know, I just explained a little bit about the backstory, you and Tobias, and how he auditioned with your song to X Factor, which led to this tour that you are on now in Denmark. And we're going to talk more about him and the tour, and also going to talk and hear your new single, How Do I Say Goodbye?
Yes, great.
But first of all, if I go into your Instagram, your caption, the description of you is... You call yourself the Danish Adele.
Yes, I'm the Danish Adele.
Why are you the Danish Adele?
Well, okay, so, I'll give you the quick story. Was I had a few songs that were, I had one song that was very big called Be Alright, and then COVID happened, and then I put out, so I couldn't play any shows for two and a half years, and then I put out a couple of songs, and the songs did, like, not very well, and I actually was like, all right, I feel like I'm, what am I going to do here? Like, do I have to, like... It just felt like I'd missed the moment. And then Tobias comes and Half a Man blows up. And then my life got back. It, like, the music started blowing up and it felt like life was all exciting again. And I owe it to Denmark. So a lot of people think that I made it up. It might be true. I claim that someone commented it on my Instagram and I just said, I love that. I guess we'll never know. We'll never know. But I'm the Danish Adele now. You can't take it away. I love Denmark. That's why. I love it.
Oh, that's great. That explains exactly that. And we're going to talk more about your experiences with Denmark, because you've actually been playing here for a lot of days at this point.
Yeah.
And you have also a couple of concerts left. But before we jump into that, do you ever Google yourself?
Yeah.
A lot or just on occasions?
I'll click the news. I Google it just because you want to see, like, is anyone talking about my music? Like, you know what I mean? It's a key to unhappiness. To Google, because when I Google myself, the biggest article is something that is by another artist. It's like there was an article about a song I wrote with Kygo, with Lewis Capaldi, mm-hmm. and the article is about Lewis Capaldi, but I'm like mentioned in the article because I'm like smaller. So it's a double edged sword. You don't want to keep looking yourself up because you never find what you're looking for, and it's always depressing.
That sounds like the journey of life.
It literally is life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, and also you think that when you get there, you're going to be really happy. And then you get there and you look up and there's people who are doing better. And, you know, you never look in back at where you're from and be grateful. Although I try to do that. But yeah, it's the circle of life.
The reason that I ask is because there's a lot of people who Google you, like, to find out stuff about you. And yeah. I thought, as a customer service, I would ask some of those questions just so you can answer them once and for all.
Let's do it.
Okay. The first question, somebody at one point has Googled this question. Is Dean Lewis Danish?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because someone, the answer is no, but I have 2% Danish heritage, I believe. So on my genealogy thing, my dad got his done. But someone put in my Wikipedia, Dean Lewis is a Danish-born Australian singer-songwriter. So my Danish fans go into my Wikipedia, and I think it's been deleted, but I love it. I'm like, leave it. But I'm actually not, but if someone wants to edit my Wikipedia, please do it. Chuck it back in, because I'm Danish now.
That's kind of strange that anybody can go in and write something on somebody's Wikipedia.
Yeah, but I think there's like all these things that like stop weird stuff. But I mean, if it's really funny, I think like it's a hard one to dispute because people don't really know. So it was on there for a long time. I thought it was really funny, but I'm not.
Another question is, how many songs does Dean Lewis have?
Oh my God. I think it's 75 because like if you include all my acoustic version stuff on Spotify, it said 75 the other day. So I think that's right.
And you can answer anything you want. And I mean, nobody can really correct it. If you say 75, it's 75.
Yeah, sure. We'll take that.
What band was Dean Lewis in?
I was only in a band in my like work before I had a record deal and we were awful. It was so bad. So we weren't really, it was like one of those friends bands. You put together like a couple of friends and it was like, I was writing all these songs and I thought the songs were good. And then like you get like, you know, I had a bass player, I was like really into heavy metal. So it'd be like, an electric guitarist that was into rock. So it'd be going, trying to write like riffs and it was just awful. It was not very good. So.
Was it a heavy metal band?
No, like, I mean, I wanted to write pop music, but they were like, that was the music that they liked. So we all worked together at this place and we're just like, yeah, let's play. And one player guy played drums and like, you know, they all quit in front of me one by one because I took it really seriously. I was like, you guys are missing practice. And because I wanted to do this, you know, and they all one at a time quit right in front of me. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. No worries.
Yeah. What was the name of the band?
I can't even remember. I had a couple. One was My Siberia. I think my name was. It was like, it's embarrassing. Okay. It's embarrassing.
Is Dean Lewis a pop singer?
I mean, I'd say singer-songwriter. But I guess I do like pop music. That's why I do it for. I like to chase good, big, great songs.
Mm. Where is Dean Lewis from?
From Sydney, Australia.
Sydney, Australia. Does Dean Lewis have an opener?
Yes. Yes. So on this tour, it's Anson Seabra is the main one. And then Tobias Flor is doing the, like, just the Danish shows.
And I just think it's so great that Tobias is playing with you at your Danish concerts. And just to retell the story, your relationship with you and Tobias, in the beginning of 2022, Tobias, he went to an X Factor audition with a cover of one of your songs, Half a Man. After that audition and your song went viral on a major scale, which meant that Half a Man went number one in Denmark. How did this affect your career?
I mean, it saved my career, I think. Like, he saved it. And that's why I brought him on this tour. I was like, you know, and I told him that he could open for every Danish show we're doing. I mean, it was different for me because I'd had so long where nothing was working. And this song, Half a Man, I'd written, it was on my album, which I'd released, I think at the time, 2.5 years ago. And my record label back home, they were like, Half a Man's too slow. They were like, you need like a big single. And I was always like, but this felt like the one of the best songs I'd written. Like, because, you know, you write a lot of bad songs, average songs, and every now and then you get one great one. And I felt like this was one great one. And he covered it. And so many people cover that song. But I think he had a lot of, his voice is great and he sung it with emotion. And it just captured Denmark. I started getting hundreds of messages. I've never had this before. Even when I had Be Alright, my first big song. But just from Denmark, people sending me videos on Instagram of them like dancing and listening to the song. And I knew it was special. So he saved it, man. Tobias, thank you.
And Dean, the time is running fast. And I have a lot of more questions about actually the stuff you're talking about right now. Because I'm surprised that you say that this X Factor audition that Tobias made was a thing that saved your career. And I'm curious about what would have happened if he hadn't sang your song. But let's talk more about that after a short break.
Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova. Lyden af Danmark om aftenen. Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova podcast.
Her i Aftenklubben, der har jeg stadigvæk besøg af den australske sing and songwriter Dean Lewis. Og du har højst sandsynligt hørt noget af hans musik før, fordi han gik viralt herhjemme i Danmark tilbage i starten af året, fordi der var en X-Factor-deltager, der hedder Tobias, der gik til audition med Dean Lewis' sang Half a Man. Og det gjorde altså, at Tobias' performance og audition og sangen sig selv, den gik viralt. Og nu har Dean Lewis så taget hul på en form for Danmarksturné, kan man godt sige. Han besøger Danmark 7 gange. Han er ved at være overstået, men han har stadigvæk tid til at besøge mig her i studiet. Og Dean Lewis, you just mentioned before that Tobias' audition saved your career. And I'm just curious what you meant by that. What do you think would have happened if Tobias hadn't used your song as his audition song?
Well, I think everything was so slow. Like, I wasn't getting a lot of streams. The songs were kind of like, I was kind of like just lost a lot of heat. Like, I think, cause you know, two and a half years off with COVID, not being out of tour. I don't think I realized how much momentum I'd lost. And so when I started putting out songs, just people just wasn't getting out there. So, and I'm from Australia and most people chase like America and Germany. I'm not really Germany, but sort of, but UK, they're the main places. I don't know anyone who's had a song that's sort of broken from Denmark and then spread out through all Europe. And so it was just different, man. I honestly felt like I didn't know what I was going to do. And this place, yeah, gave me a second chance.
But have you experienced that the song Half a Man had its epicenter, what you call it, that it started here and it has spread across the world or across Europe from Denmark?
Yes, yes, absolutely. From across Europe. And it did start to spark a lot of excitement everywhere because people can start to see like, oh, this song's blowing up and it creates this excitement everywhere. Like everything just went up. And I mean, everyone, they said to me when it happened, when it started going up the charts, they were like, oh, it's a small country, Denmark. They were like, they honestly, people like my label and stuff, they're like, don't. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, I haven't had anything happening for 2.5 years. And I was like, this is, anything that's happening is incredible. Let's go and chase it. And I can't believe, I'm so glad I did because it's just, everything's back and really exciting again. So.
Yeah, now you are playing in Denmark. You have 7 concerts. Some of them have already been played, of course, but like since the 20th, you went to Aalborg, then Odense, Aarhus, 2 times in Aarhus, actually, and then Copenhagen Forum, and you end in Aarhus also in train. So you've been a lot of places in Denmark. Have you stayed in Denmark like since the 20th, or have you been back to another country like Australia?
No. I this is the first time I've been back here, but the show's been amazing. Like, everyone's so polite in Denmark. Like, you know, sometimes in America, the crowds are like, they're like screaming more. But in Denmark, it's like they're standing there and they're smiling and then they'll just like clap and then they're very quiet again. And it's like the best crowd to play for. And they're very like respectful and they enjoy it. And they love the Danish Adele thing. When I say that, they cheer. I think they know I'm just like joking and being funny. Yeah. So I love the crowds. And I don't know how to say that. It's so hard to pronounce like Unsen.
Odense,
that's crazy.
Odense, yeah.
It's like a dance music. That's how I remember how to say it. It's like, okay. It's, but then Aarhus. And so I'm learning little things and like trying to learn little lines of Danish because my goal is for the Royal Arena show in March, I want to actually tell some stories in Danish. So I've been asking little things like, how do you order like a Iltek iced Americano? I think that's another iced Americano, another coffee. Ill coffee. It'll ice coffee?
Something with coffee, yeah. Coffee. I don't know what that is.
I think the girl said it was it'll.
Coffee.
Perhaps. Damn. Maybe wrong. Maybe she was sending me down the river. Does that say like donkey or something like that? But yeah, I'm trying. My goal is when I come back for the next show is that I'll be able to tell some stories in Danish. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see how we go then.
But have you experienced anything like in Denmark? Because if you have been staying in Denmark, either in Aalborg or Odense or Aarhus, if you've been staying in Denmark, what have you been doing? Because it's a lot of days spending in Denmark.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's always around a show. So it's a show day. And I put so much pressure on myself to be good. And there's so much stuff happening in those days. It's very rare we get to see. I mean, even today, it's like we're doing things on, it's a day off. So the thing is my band, they're all out. They're going to bars or they're going to like tourist things that's going to sing like cool, like exhibitions, but I never get the chance to do it. Like never. So, because whenever they schedule a break, it's always, there's things to do. And I want to do that because I know what it was like for 2.5 years with nothing. So I'm like, let's do it. But I mean, I just, you know, I haven't actually had a lot of time to actually explore and see things, but you know, I get to see cool things doing this, like the Tivoli. I was there last time and we're going there tomorrow to see that again. And so I get to see some cool things.
That must be like a pleasure to be visiting a country for a certain time where you actually have the time to experience stuff. Because I guess if you're just staying in a country for one day, you are packing up and packing down and then you're just leaving for the next
place. You go to the next city and it's like you don't get to see anything. I mean, apart from like the morning, I'll go to like a nice cafe. I try to find a nice cafe in whatever city I'm in and just sit there by myself and write and stuff like that, which is cool.
But do you experience any like small things? Because I know when I'm out traveling, some of the small enjoyments I get out of traveling is tasting like other countries' candy. That's one of the small things.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, do we experience that we have some kind of, do we have nice candy? Do we have some nice?
Well, you know what's interesting? You guys have this egg, the breakfast is like yogurt and it's boiled egg and bread.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like fruit. And I'm like, what is this? It's concerning and confusing, but I like it. But in Australia, I'm like, there's no, you can't get like eggs on toast here. I don't know. Like, is that not normal? I've never seen eggs on toast and a bit of bacon or something. No, no, not here. You got the boiled egg and you got the yogurt and then you got the bread. And I'm like, there's a lot of carbs. A lot of carbs, man.
Yeah.
But it's very cultured. Everyone's got really nice jackets and coats and you all look, everyone looks so stylish. Everyone's hair's cool. I love it. I love it here.
Yeah. We talked about just before we turned on the microphones that you actually have some problems with your hair.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on. I have a shower here and then I get out and my hair turns into this big ball of puff. And I feel like I've never, I don't know, it's something in the water. I don't know what to, I don't know what you guys put in your hair to solve the problem, but I'm trying to figure it out.
You look good. You look good.
Dude, you look good, man. You look good.
And let's talk a little bit about this concert, because one of the things is that Tobias Flohr, who at this point actually has released his own single.
Yes.
He's out. He's he's an artist now with his own music.
He's doing it.
And he was in X Factor with your song at his audition. And I'm curious, when he found out that he was going to play, because he has played, has he played the other concerts also?
He's doing all the Danish ones. So like he's doing like, I think like 8 shows or 9 shows with me.
Which is probably a major experience for somebody.
Oh, he's just buzzing. He's loving it.
How did he find that out?
I just told him. I was like, hey man, do you want to open for me? And he was like, yeah, he was super keen to do it. So, and he's surprisingly like not that nervous. Like he seems really excited. He's really young and excited and just can't believe it. But he's been getting really good reactions on stage. Like last night at the Forum show or the other night, he was just going, like the crowd was crazy. So they loved him.
Have you been able to like give him some good advices? Because the shows in Copenhagen has also been your biggest shows, as far as I know.
Oh my God. Yeah. The shows at the Forum are 5,000. There's 5,000 people and 2 nights of I've never done shows like this big. Not for my own shows. Like I did some stuff with Kygo, but for his shows, but never like, the advice that I just give him, and it's really advice that I try to give to myself because I'm still trying to learn, but I say to him, like last night he was like, oh my God, this is so big. And I just said like, I'm like, man, just view it. Like you've been doing so well at the All Horse, the smaller shows. Just think about it the exact same. Like just don't be overwhelmed by the amount of people. Just look at the people in front of you and just do your thing and don't let it overwhelm you. And that's the advice I give him and I give that to myself as well.
Are you good at that? Because I remember the first time or just the last time I talked with you, that was back in April as far as I remember, where I remember I prepared by watching a lot of like videos of you where you are playing at small coffee places and stuff like that. And compare that to now playing in Denmark in front of 5,000. Are you good at imagining that you're just playing like for a regular, not as big audience? Or are you also, do you also have the emotions of, oh, it's a lot of people?
I try to, but last night I'm telling myself, okay, this is a lot of people, but just try to like look at the people in front of you. I tell myself this, but it's overwhelming because, okay, the other night at the Forum and tonight at the Forum, there's so many people and you can't see their faces as well as I usually can because they're usually right in front of me and I can like hear people talking, but they're a little bit further away and it's darker and it's a huge stage and it's so different. It's just different. So I'm trying to figure a way to how do I keep connected because it's like I struggle because you can't see their faces because they're not as lit up because there's huge spotlights on me so I can't see as well. Mm. So I'm trying not to be overwhelmed, but I also, it's very overwhelming. And I'm not one of those people, I don't need the attention like that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But I appreciate it. So yeah.
And this shows you have in Denmark, you are almost done with the tour. You end the 28th in Aarhus, 28th of September. And after that, you are also next year, you are also in Denmark.
Yeah. We announced this, a Royal Arena show, which is crazy. Like they, because there's a thing. So we're doing it in March. There's tickets now. But they said to me every time, when Tobias did the X Factor and I went on there, they were like, you're just going to sell out a small 1,000 place in Copenhagen. And I was like, no, I can feel it. And we ended up selling the Forum out. Then two of them. But they said originally, okay, we only think you can sell one out. And then it was like, we sold two. And with this Royal Arena, they were like, we think you could maybe sell like, 40 to 50%. And I'm like, no, I feel it, man. So it's a big risk to do it because it's so big. It's 17,000 tickets. And I'll be happy if we get to like half. But I feel like the Danish people come and they love my music, and I feel like this is the biggest place for me. So I think we can do it. I think we'll get it. But there's tickets on now, so if anyone wants to come, please come and help me out. But we'll see. I think I can prove them wrong.
And Dean, Lewis, besides the fact that you are in Denmark performing a lot of concerts with Tobias as a supporting artist, you're also out with a new single that's called How Do I Say Goodbye? And we're going to talk a bit about that and listen to the song after a short break.
Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova.
Lyden af Danmark om aftenen. Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova podcast.
Her i Aftenklubben, der har jeg stadigvæk besøg af den australske sanger og sangskriver Dean Lewis, som er i Danmark, fordi han har mange koncerter. Han er i fuld gang med en turné, der startede den 20. september og slutter den 28. september i Aarhus. Og hvis ikke man har haft mulighed for at få billetter der, jamen så er det jo faktisk sådan, så du gæster Royal Arena til næste år. Og grunden til, at Dean Lewis han er blevet et kæmpe navn i Danmark, skyldes nok egentlig en person, ud over Dean Lewis selv selvfølgelig, Tobias. Fordi Tobias, han er en ung fyr, der gik til X-Factor Audition med Dean Lewis' sang Half a Man. Og det gjorde altså, at den her sang eksploderede. Og efterfølgende, så har den boostet Dean Lewis' karriere. Han nævnte faktisk lige før, at det var en performance og en sang, der reddede Dean Lewis' karriere. Så jeg tror, han er ret glad for Danmark. Og det har vi talt om. Men vi skal tale lidt mere om, hvordan det er at være i Danmark. Og nu går jeg over engelsk, så Dean, han forstår, hvad jeg siger. Dean, you're playing in Denmark these days, and it's a pleasure having you here. And there's one thing I noticed when I went on to the social media to check up on what you're posting, because it seems like you are very appreciative about the Danish audience, because it seems like you have the best concerts here. I have a small video clip that I would like to play, and let's listen to it and then talk about it afterwards.
Well, best show of my life, baby. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. My ears are ringing. My voice is gone. Epic. Fuck. Guys, I just got off stage in Copenhagen. It was the best show I've ever played. All the Danish shows are sold out. There's only one new one available. So if anyone tonight wants to get tickets to the Royal Arena show, get it here. Thank you for coming. Best show.
You mentioned this also in a lot of other videos, but you mentioned the fact that this has been the best shows you've had.
Yes.
Why?
Well, okay, first of all, to have 5,000 people turn up and see me is something that I never thought would happen. Like, you see other artists doing it all the time. Like, I've seen other artists around me and they have these huge shows and I've never quite been able to get there. But, okay, first of all, we sold it out. But then it was just like the best crowd ever. They were so into it. They were so attentive. They were doing the hearts. They were screaming. And it was just an incredible moment to take in for me. You know what I mean? Playing to that many people that have come to see me was just, it's something you hope it's going to happen, but you don't ever think it actually is possible because there's so many levels to get through to get there. So it was the best show of my life.
Fantastic. Yeah. How does it feel to be you at this moment then? Because you're not done with the Danish concerts at this point.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about everything?
It's amazing. I'm just grateful that I'm having a second chance. And I think I'm able to appreciate it more because, you know, I had a big song 3 years ago. And I know what it's like when you're the man, like in the sense of everything's hot and everyone wants to talk to you. Like you get all this media and stuff like that. And then I saw what it was like when like, oh, you cool off and people aren't really as interested. And like the people who are maybe like supporting you, they're not really there anymore, you know, to pick up the call or anything. It's like, hey, where are you? And then when you have it, so I feel like I'm having this moment again and I'm like, I've seen both sides. And so I think I have a lot more understanding of it all and I can appreciate it and know it's not going to last forever. And sort of take it in a bit more.
And you are working, you are busy because you can say besides all these concerts, you're also releasing new music. You're out with a new single, How Do I Say Goodbye?
Yes, yes.
Can you talk a little bit about what that song is about for you?
Yeah, so this is a very emotional song. I wrote it about my dad. He got really sick 3 years ago when I released my song Be Alright. And I say that because I'm living my dad's dream. He's the person who's always messaging me about my music, you know, and we're very close. He taught me how to play guitar and stuff.
Is he also a singer-songwriter?
He's more of a hobby, listens to music and plays guitar. And so basically, you know, when all this stuff was happening, he was really sick and I was getting these updates from my mom. And yeah, and I basically wrote this song, How Do I Say Goodbye? Because he got really, really, really sick. And I was sort of waiting for that. Hey, you got to come home. And a lot of people don't know this, he's actually in remission. So he actually was able to hear the song and which has been amazing. But it's a song, yeah, I wrote about him, and a lot of people are connecting with it more than I've seen in a very long time, which is really cool.
Can I ask what is his illness?
So he had cancer.
Okay.
It was like pre-leukemia, and it was a really bad one. And I think they gave him like a 25% chance to live past 5 years, but he got a stem cell transplant. It's incredible. And I think it basically gave him someone else's immune system. And it's like, it's kind of like a shot in the dark. It doesn't always work, but it worked for him. So I wrote the song expecting the worst, and lucky I actually didn't have to say goodbye to my dad, but I've been getting so many messages from people where they're kind of telling me their stories and saying how much it's meant to them. And I guess I was lucky because I haven't had to, but I got very close. So yeah, I wrote the song about how I was feeling, I guess.
How has it been for you to then be able to play this song? I saw you posted, I think it was a video, where your brother invited your father to a concert.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, how does it feel for you to be able to show your father like what he had dreamt of? I mean, and all that. How has that been for you?
Well, I mean, what was really cool about it, because so he came to my show in Stockholm. They didn't tell me. This is like a week ago. I play the song and then they tell me, by the way, your dad's in the crowd. And I got a bit emotional, I think, because my dad hadn't really seen me play a show. Like, he saw me, because he got sick, he can't go out and do things. So he actually had only seen me play like little tiny, like 200. So he hadn't actually seen me, like, I was in Sweden this time, playing like 1300 people. So it was like a really cool moment for my dad to see like it all come together, because he hadn't seen the shows in so long.
Yeah.
So it was a really special moment.
One thought I had was, because all about this, writing about something that can seem very personal, I'm curious, why write a song about it? Isn't there some part of it where you think, oh, it can get too personal, because this is a personal thing, a personal relationship about a parent getting sick and all that. Was there ever a thought where you thought, okay, perhaps this is too personal?
Well, you know, the song Half a Man, for instance, I was so scared to put that song out, because the lyrics were, how am I supposed to love you when I don't love who I am? How can I give you all of me when I'm only half a man? And I was like, oh my God, okay, are my friends going to laugh at me? I was so scared to put that out. And that connected with people. And so I got all these messages and people like, and I was playing that before I released it, and people come up to me and they'd go, oh my God, that song, I connected with it. So I was like, okay, when I'm scared, I get that feeling of, oh my God, like, what are people going to say? Or is this too much? I've seen that it helps people. I've seen that that's how people connect, through vulnerability. It's also how you get to know someone and like someone. Like, if you're with someone, then they're not honest about the things they're worried about. It's kind of like, you know, it's very superficial. So that just taught me that the things that I'm going through, I'm an open book now, and I still get that feeling of like, oh, is this too much, and cringe a bit, but I just do it because I see the reaction. I see that it helps people, and I think it's really cool.
So the last question before we hear your new song, How Do I Say Goodbye, is how did your father react to hearing the song? It's a song where you contemplate thinking about how should I say goodbye to your father, right? How did your father react to hearing this song?
So I was in America at the time, and my dad was in Australia, and I basically just got on, we had a phone call, and I said, Dad, I wrote a song about you. And it was a very emotional song to write. Like, it wrecked me. And he listened to it, and I was on the phone when he was listening to it on speakerphone. And then he said he loved it, and he got emotional. And then he basically, I don't know if he listens to it a lot. Like, I don't think he can listen to it because it's a bit overwhelming. But I actually think he's loving the attention, because he like posted the song, the YouTube video, like on his Facebook, and he was like sending me like all his friends, like what they're saying about it. And it's like, I think it's actually pretty cool for him now, because he's like he's getting so many messages, and he's like, you know, he just sits at home and like he just doesn't do a lot. So I think it's really, he's actually loving it, to be honest.
That sounds like a typical father to me.
He's absolutely a typical father, yes.
And you have an album coming out soon?
Yeah, it's in like a month and a half or something. It's called The Hardest Love on November 4. And it's all pre-order. You can pre-order the vinyl and stuff now. And it's very exciting.
Yeah, 7th of October.
Oh yeah, we moved it back. We moved back to the 4th of November because vinyl takes so long to come in.
Yeah,
it's huge issues with vinyl. So
yeah, is that because something about the economy, you know, everything?
I think it's just like there's a huge pile up. I think people, I don't know if this is what it was, but so many artists were holding back music during COVID because we couldn't tour. And now I think that it's open everyone's trying to put out music, and I think there's only a few plants or something like that. I might be completely wrong with that, but that's what I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it is coming out. It's called The Heart Is Love, and yes, you can look forward to that. But let's just hear the new single, How Do I Say Goodbye. And Dean Lewis, as always, a pleasure. And let's hear the song.
Thanks for having me.
Early morning, there's a message on my phone. It's my mother saying, darling, please come home. I fear the worst. How could you leave us all behind? There's so much to say, but there's so little time. So how do I say goodbye? Someone who's been with me for my whole damn life. You gave me my name and the color of your eyes. See your face when I look at mine. So how do I say goodbye? When I couldn't, you always saw the best in me. Right or wrong, you were always on my side. But I'm scared of what life without you's like. And I saw the way she looked into your eyes. And I promise if you go, I will make sure she's alright. So how do I say goodbye? Someone who's been with me for my whole damn life. You gave me my name and the color of your eyes. See your face when I look at mine. So how do I say goodbye? And there's no way you could ever let me down. Gonna steal some time and start again. You'll always be my closest friend. And someday we're gonna make it out. Just hold the light. Just hold the light high, high. So how do I say goodbye to someone who's been with me for my whole damn life? You gave
Misser du noget i denne eller en tidligere udsendelse? Hop ind på radioplay.dk, så kan du høre alle udsendelser som podcast.
Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova.